the point of the show. We're honoring our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. Now, the past 2 days, we did not have any, but today we do have eight to announce to you. We're going to start off with Police Officer Dale Thomas Provins Jr., Jefferson Hillsborough Police Department. In 2020, on this day, he succumbed to injuries sustained in a vehicle crash 10 days earlier at the 200 block of Old Clarion Road. Trooper Albert Joseph Izzo, Pennsylvania State Police in 1979. He was shot and killed while serving a narcotic search warrant in the home in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. We have Chief of Police Edis Floyd Martin, Penn Township Police Department in 1958. Chief of Police died as a result of injuries suffered when his patrol struck a vehicle that pulled into the road in front of his patrol car that he was pursuing a speeding vehicle. Police Officer Wallace Blakely Chappie Chapman, Philadelphia Police Department in 1948. He was shot to death while arresting a man who two women said had been insulting him. While at the call box at 8th and Porter Street, the suspect knocked over Officer Chapman down, took his service revolver, and shot him repeatedly, emptying his firearm. Captain Hugh Francis McCain, Philadelphia Police Department, 1941. He succumbed to injuries 3 days earlier when he struck by a vehicle while directing traffic at the Roosevelt Boulevard and Rising Sun Avenue. Special Police Officer Valentin Walter Booz, Pittston City Police Department, Pennsylvania. Special Police Officer, this was 1930. Special Police Officer Valentin Booz died from complications from an injury sustained when he was assaulted while attempting to make an arrest at the Rudisus Hall on North Main Street. The man he was attempting to arrest, an amateur boxer, kicked him in the leg, causing his ankle to break. Officer Booz was then admitted to a hospital where he developed pneumonia and subsequently died. The man who assaulted him was charged with murder but acquitted at court. Officer Booz has served with the Pittston Police Department for 2 years. He was survived by his wife and two children. Deputy Sheriff Ernest Gaunt, Westmoreland County Sheriff's Office, was shot and killed by an employee at the Lober Gas Coal Company near Lober. He had caught the employee sneak a bottle of moonshine into the camp. Deputy searched the subject, confiscating a revolver, and took the man to the coal company office. Inside the office, the deputy lectured the man about attempting to bring in moonshine to the camp. He then returned the revolver to the subject and released him, and it was turned on him. Officer James Richard Taylor, Philadelphia Police Department in Pennsylvania, 1890. Officer James Taylor succumbed to injuries sustained the previous day when he was struck by a train while pursuing a prisoner who had escaped his custody shortly before 7 p.m. And those are our eight from here in Pennsylvania on this day, June 13th, throughout history. It goes from 1890 all the way up to modern day today.